When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello? Hello? Hey. Welcome to Life with No Warning.
Hey, welcome back, best friend. I'm your host, Issa. Welcome back to Life with No Warning. A new episode. And this feels so weird because I haven't talked to myself in the longest time. The last few episodes have been with my mom and my sister. And it just feels really... I feel vulnerable. I feel like... This is weird. And the fact that I know that a lot more people listen to me now makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Not in a bad way, just like in a... I feel like a lot of people are watching me in a way, and now I have to like watch my mouth. Because, oh my god, I don't know. It just feels so weird and different. I just wanted to give you a little update because I feel like we haven't talked in a long time, just us. And I feel like... you actually don't know anything about my life, my current life right now. I just want to say that I'm an au pair now, which is actually crazy to think about. Like, an au pair. Isn't that the most random thing ever? Like, I didn't expect me to ever become an au pair. It wasn't something that I really wanted. My mom was hinting the idea to me for, like, years. She was like, hey, once you finish high school and once you finish your university, like, what are you going to do? I think the best thing for you is to, like, to learn a new language. That's going to help you. And that's going to be very, like, it's going to make your life easier if you have three languages. It's like, if you know three languages. And I was like, I mean, yeah, but I don't really care enough to, because, you know, like, my goal is not to get a good job. I mean, yes, but at the same time, it's, like, to have fun with it. I don't want to have an office job. And that sounds so, so fucking Gen Z. But it's the truth. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, I'm just going to shut the fuck up. Because every time someone talks about it, like, every person has the same mindset. And I need to switch it up. You know what I mean? Ugh. Why do I feel like this is so, like, structured right now? I feel like it's because the fact that I posted yesterday that I uploaded the new episode with my mom and my sister. And a bunch of people just started, like, texting me, like, DMing me on Instagram saying, like, oh my god, I just heard your podcast episode. I'm like, yes, thank you so much, but stop listening, please. No, yeah, but yes, I'm an au pair. I'm an au pair in France, so close to Paris, and I love it so much. I made so many good friends already in a week, which is crazy for me because I am not a sociable person, and I've been going out with people every single day, and I've been meeting so many people back to back. Like, no pauses. Never. Literally, I did not sleep for, like, a couple days. There was a night where we were like, okay, we're gonna see the sunrise. We went back home around, like, 6 a.m. because we couldn't make it. The sunrise was at 7 a.m. and we're just like, no, we can't do it. I went back home in a train and then a bus, and then I arrived home, like, at 7:30 a.m. and then I just couldn't sleep because I had to edit an episode. And so I was like, fuck, like, I need to upload this because I need to. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was so much, I did not fall asleep. And then I fell asleep for like only 2 hours, and then I just couldn't fall asleep because I was working. So a lot of things went down. I mean, maybe I'll talk about being an au pair soon. I've only been doing this for a week, so I don't know shit about anything. But I like it so far. It's fun. But at the same time, like, I don't know what type of information I can put out there because, you know, my host family, like, will they like me talking about stories about their kids? I don't really think so. I'm going to have to, like, talk about that. That was a little update about myself. I don't know what I can say. What can I not say? I feel like it's scarier now since a lot of people actually see me now. It's, whatever. But I wanted to talk about, you guys know the trend about all the things my ex did and I still stayed. Well, I made a list for myself. And this is actually a good coping mechanism because I used it once I literally broke up with my ex. I was like, fuck, I keep thinking about like, oh, I want to go back to like get back with this person. Like, I need him in my life. No, I did not need him in my life. And I still think like this. I need to shut the fuck up. Every time I'm lonely, I feel lonely, That's when I start missing him. And it's like the most normal thing ever. Like, it's an experience we'll all experience at one moment in our lives. So once I broke up with him, I started seeing on my For You page like this trend of like my things my ex did, and I still stayed. And so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this. And the list went on and on and on and on. It was to the point where I was like, oh my fucking god, like, this is, why am I thinking about getting back with this person? Like, what's the point of me thinking like this? This is bad in so many levels. Like, I truly hate myself as a person if I want to get back with this person. Because in the moment, I was like, you know what? Like, this person was really bad to me, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, he was my first boyfriend. Like, I didn't really know anything. Like, I was naive. Like, and the fact is, like, my mom always tells me, she's like, I'm so happy that you got your heart broken. Because all, you know what's so funny? All of my sisters, like my two sisters, the older one and the younger one, we all got boyfriends at the same time. Same time period, same everything. And then my sister broke up with her boyfriend. My younger sister broke up with her boyfriend. And then my older sister as well. And then me. So we all are single right now. We're all single. And we were like struggling together, except we were separated. Like, I was in Ecuador alone, struggling with this emotion that really fucking sucks. Like, I wanted my mom so bad to be with me, but she wasn't here. She was miles and miles away. She was in Switzerland. And my younger sister, she, like, I couldn't like call her every single day because the time zones, the time difference is so different, obviously. And then my sister, I mean, she's too busy at work, so we never really can communicate. So we were all separated in this moment where we needed each other the most, which really sucked. And I needed someone to be there with me and tell me like, hey, Isa, don't go back with this guy. Because obviously you lie to your friends about what these people do to you, like what your ex does to you. Because you want your friends to like him. You want people to be like, oh, okay, like Isa looks happy. Like, we're not gonna butt in. It's like her relationship. They look happy. But there's always some little things that you hide from your friends because you don't want your friends to be like, Isa, no, you have to break up with this person. Like, you have to, like, what are you doing with yourself? And it's like, it's the fucking truth. And I always told myself before being in a relationship, I was like, why do people stay with people for so long? Like, even if they treat them so bad, if the relationship is so toxic, like, why do people put themselves in these situations? But I was so naive. I was so fucking stupid. I'm so stupid. And I was like, no, like, whenever this happens to me, like, the moment this person becomes toxic, I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna leave and I'm not gonna go back. Well, that's a lie. It sounds so easy. It sounds so easy, but it's far from easy. It's way too hard. Cause, like, you have this connection with this person that most days you're, like, kind of sad about. Like, you're not, like, in the best relationship with this person. And then some days you're just happy, you're smiling, you're making jokes with each other, you're just like, I don't know, life just feels so good with this person. And then it just switches up, so you're like, no, but this person was so happy before. Like, yesterday we were walking, we were making jokes, but now we're like all sad and serious and we don't even want to talk about it. I think that's like the reason why a lot of people just stay with people. Obviously, I think it like that is the reason why. Because they kind of like play with your mind. And obviously people are not going to have good days every single day. But like, you know, like this person is supposed to make you feel better. Makes you like, they're supposed to make you feel like you're growing as a person. And I did no growing. I helped this person grow. Which really, you know, it really makes me not mad. It just like irritates me that I was always behind him. I was like, no, do this. You're gonna do like better if you do this. Like, stop asking your mom for money. Like, do this and this and this. Get a job. I had a job the whole time and I had to pay shit for this person. And it makes me so like, ugh. I did not think about this in the longest time, but I feel like everyone's gonna be going through a breakup in moments. And obviously I feel like it's a topic that is the most relatable at this point for me, even though I no longer pretty much like think about him constantly. he's still in the back of my mind, especially when I'm alone. And the fact that I feel so ugly with my friends in France, all of them, I'm not even kidding. We went to a party, we were talking to people, nobody wanted to talk to me, and that shit made me want to cry so badly. I'm tearing up right now. I mean, like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I think it's pretty obvious that all my friends, the friends that I've made now in France, they're the prettiest people in the whole world. But obviously, if I see them, like, hang out with people and talking to them and, like, making great connections, and I'm over here, like, alone, obviously I'm gonna start thinking about my ex. And then I'm like, why the fuck am I thinking about him? Let me look at this list. And that's what I was talking about before. Like, the thing that I did was every time I started thinking about this person, I would go to that list and add something else. It doesn't matter if I repeated it. I just put something else and then I start reading the list and I'm like, oh my God, why am I thinking about this person? Like, why am I putting so much energy into this? But yes, there's moments, and it's been like 6 months, and obviously, like, if I see my friends having fun with people, and just, like, if I'm just alone in my room, I'm gonna be like, wow, like, this would have been so fun, especially now, you know what? Especially since I'm moving a lot. I've been moving to Switzerland, and then France, and then, you know, Mexico. Obviously, I think to myself whenever I'm walking alone, I'm like, oh my God, this would have been so fun if we both went together. But you know what the thing is? I don't miss the relationship with this person. I feel like we ended it off understanding that we wanted two different things. Like, I wanted to travel. I didn't want to stay in Ecuador because in Ecuador, what are you supposed to do? Like, I studied film production. Ecuador has nothing to do with film production. You know what I mean? So it's like, why stay in a place that I know it's not going to make me grow? And this person does not want to travel, explore. So we were, like, so different. And so, I don't know, like, I miss the friendship that we had. I was more connected to the friendship instead of, like, all the sexual shit. Like, yeah, I was attracted to him, but not as much as to the point where I'm only thinking about sex. Like, I just wanted to, I want to be friends with him. Even though he did so many shitty things to me. Like, we shared 2 years together. 2 years. I think if I see him, I wouldn't want to instantly get back together. I think that would, I don't even think about that anymore. I just want to have him, his presence. He could have a girlfriend for all I care. I just want to be friends with this person because I've told him so many things about me. I opened up to another person because the thing is, I talked about this before. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But I mask a lot. I completely change as a person. Like, I don't show my real true self to my friends. Example, I have friends from elementary school and they still don't know the real me, like my jokes and stuff, because they don't get it. They just look at me like I'm weird, which I totally understand. Like, people have different, you know, ways of thinking, but I think a certain way. And only my sister, she kind of sees that. And so, like, I'm fully open, like, I say little comments, I throw comments out there, and she's like, what the fuck? But, like, at the same time, we understand. It's, like, a good connection. And so, I've never opened up to myself like that to nobody else. So, I did that with my ex-boyfriend. And so, I kind of miss the fact that we were friends, and I opened up to someone as much as I did with this person. So, I don't really care for a relationship. I would never go back with him. Never. Because I'm going to tell you examples of why. Why? But yes, the whole point of this little discussion was basically to say, like, if you're feeling like you want to get back with this person, please make a list of every shitty thing they've done to you. And then you're going to tell yourself, no, why am I thinking like this? Because there's some things that I can't really say, I don't think. They're very explicit and they're very bad. I've shown some of these, like, things on my list to a couple friends and they've all, like, they were speechless. So I don't, and it's like, I feel more embarrassed the fact that I let this slide and let so many little things slide. But I'm cutting myself some slack because this was my first relationship. And since I've been through a relationship now. I understand the things that I want and what I don't want. That's a good thing about having your first breakup. It's because you're going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to tolerate this ever again because this happened to me in my first relationship. Like, why would I want to repeat that whole situation again? And I've talked to my sister because she recently went through a breakup as well. And she was like, yeah, now I know what I really want. And the moment I broke up, I called my sister, my older sister. And she was like, yes, like, this person was not for you. You guys had different ideas. And it's fine because everyone's going to be different. But this person was not for you. Because honestly, as I mentioned before, like, I was helping this person grow as a person. Like, I made him a boyfriend. Like, he is a boyfriend now, and another girl's gonna get that. And it's like, give me credit at least. Give me credit. This mother effer wants to be a fashion influencer. And who gave him that idea? I did. You should have seen what he was wearing before. Oh my God, charity case. It was a charity case. I'm not even exaggerating. You could talk to any of my friends and I'm going to be like, yes, Issa saved this man's life. Now he's like wearing Dickies and like... Actually, I'm not a fan of Dickies. So like that's his personal choice. But you know, like the baggy jeans and like shit like that. Like he was wearing polo shirts, like button up to the top. And I was like, ew, what the fuck is that? Like I just saved him and I saved him for the most part. Personality wise, he still has to work on that. But yeah, like sometimes in the beginning when we first broke up, he was like updating me still. Like he was like, you know what he did once to me? He was like, another thing that I should add to the list. He was like, yeah, update, I kissed someone. And I'm like, oh, right in my healing space, my healing moment. You decide to tell me I kiss someone. Like, thank you, because now I hate you even more. But why are you updating me about the fact that you're kissing people? You know what I mean? Like, what was that point? But I don't know. I like the fact that, guys, I said this in another episode, but a way for you to really get over someone is getting with someone else at the same. I haven't done that, but I've made crushes, and I'm like, this is really helping me emotionally detach from this person, because I've seen that there's people that are way better than this person, so why am I thinking about them? So yeah, to the point, oh my God, I'm like spiraling, but I haven't talked about this in a hot minute. I remember every episode of mine was just like exes, exes, exes. Even I was bored. I was so over it, but we're here again because this list has to be talked about. And I don't know, it just feels very uncomfortable for me to talk about this because it just makes me look weak. But now I'm just telling you that I know what's up. I know what I'm going to do, what I'm going to accept, what I'm not going to accept from another person that I get. I just feel so alone. That's the thing. It's the aloneness. I love being alone. I've been alone for 20 years of my life. I'm okay being alone. And I actually love it. But there's some times where you want a little hug. You know what I mean? Like you want a little kissy kiss. And I'm not one of those people that just goes up to someone and I start flirting. Like people are not attracted to my energy. And I get it because I'm closed off. They don't really like that. And they're like, this person looks very difficult. Which, first of all, you shouldn't lower your standards or like lower yourself. Like, you shouldn't change yourself to have someone. Like, if someone's attracted to you from the way that you are, then they're going to come up to you. You know what I mean? But, like, no one likes my energy. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, no one's intrigued. No one's, like, no one really wants anything to do with me. I think I'm just very conscious of the way that I look now because I'm not even going to lie. Ecuador, I did not eat anything. But then when I came here to Switzerland, I started eating again, and I gained 4 kilos in a week. So now my face is very round. I cut my hair thinking like, oh, I was going to stay skinny because I feel like it complements my face more when my face is skinny. and I had a straightener, so I was like, oh, it's gonna be fine. But now, having short hair and my face being extremely round, I just don't look good. And so I think that kind of plays a part about the fact that no one is really interested in me. So I'm literally blaming it on my looks, and it is. Like, I know it is. Oh, you know what I was talking about today? I was filming a TikTok, and I was like, I kind of hate the fact that I always want to give clean girl aesthetic, but I will never give that. I just give musty, dusty, ugliness. Like, I kind of like that because it kind of shows people, like, oh, you're like, it's the real me, guys. It's the real me. Like, this is the my, like, natural self. Giving kind of like Emma Chamberlain vibes, I guess. Because that's like her whole niche. Just her being a girl and just being her true self, no matter what people say to her. And I mean, I love that. I really do. But at the same time, I wanna be one of those aesthetic girls that just look good every single moment of their lives. Like, they don't even have to wear makeup. They don't even have to try, and they just look clean. My hair, my outfits don't really have that type of energy. So, ew, the way that I'm like talking about like vibes and energy, you know what happened to me that I fucking hate, that I hate so much? I was at a bar and I was talking to someone, and they're like, are you from California? And I'm like, no, what do you mean? I'm not from California. And they're like, no, you just like talk like a Californian. And that ruined my whole night. I was like, don't ever talk to me ever again. Nothing wrong with being from someone from California, but I've never lived in the United States. I've never really had the idea of, actually, no, that's a lie. I always wanted to live in California because I wanted to be a YouTuber. I'm not going to talk about this because I'm scared to get canceled. It's just weird. It just feels weird because I've never lived there. I've never set foot in literally California. No, that's a lie again. I've been to San Francisco. You know what I mean? It's just like, I act like someone from somewhere else, and it's kind of weird. But like, it's a low-key slay too, you know what I mean? But yeah, that happened to me. No, you know what? I don't know. I have so many thoughts in my head. I need to like slow down. I need to slow down. Let's get into the list, because truly, honestly, there's some effed up stuff in here. So number one, he didn't give me anything for our first Valentine's Day. And I was pretty pissed because I told him, hey, like, this is simple. This is easy. I was like, hey, like, I love Valentine's Day. This is the first Valentine's Day I'm ever going to celebrate with someone, and I want it to be special. I told him that. And he was like, yeah, like, mine too. Like, it's going to be my first Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day comes up.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Doesn't tell me anything. He doesn't even give me a card. Because this mother freaker was broke. Like, he had no money since his name. And I get it. Like, we were still in university. Like, certain people don't work. But just write a card. I did that to him. I was like, I don't have money, but I have a card. And I gave him a card. And I understand there's, like, people that have different love languages. But, like, I told him multiple times. I was like, this is my first Valentine's Day with someone. Or Valentine's Day ever that I'm celebrating with someone. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that kind of gives the impression that you want something. Celebrate it in some way. And then Valentine's Day comes up and he's like, oh, I thought we were gonna not celebrate that because it's not us, it's not for us. And I was like, oh, so you're just cheap. Okay, good to know. A simple little one, I was like, okay, it's fine. But every time there was like a celebration, even for our 1 year anniversary, I was like, you're gonna get me flowers, right? And he's like, I don't know, like flowers are kind of expensive. I'm like, you're gonna give me flowers and fucking chocolates, right? I was so over him at this point. I was like, you better fucking give me something, because it's like, we've been together for so long, like, show me something, like, or don't even buy anything, give me a fucking card. I made him a little booklet, a booklet with our memories. Maybe my love language is gift giving, but at the same time, like, he was like so nonchalant about it, and I was like, ew. That gave me a big ick, and I still, get this, I still stayed with him. Okay. I'm gonna go with the easy ones. I would pay for almost all his Uber rides. I was the one who was paying for everything. There's also another one on this list where I would have to pay him, buy him food for him to talk to me. Because we would always go to the malls. We would be walking, we would be talking. I would be like trying to make conversation. I was like, oh my God, look at this. I'm like, this would be actually really fun. And he would not say a word. He would be serious all the time. And that also gives me so much anxiety because people are seeing us. You know, sometimes when you're walking down the mall or like a street or whatever, and you see a couple and you see that the guy or the girl is so like miserable, and you're just like, oh, like that kind of sucks. Like, hopefully things get better in their relationship. Like, he was doing that, and I hated that because I would see so many people looking at us, and they were like, they could feel the tension between us, and I hated that. But the fact that I had to buy him food for him to talk to me, to be happy, to be for 10 minutes happy, and then he would like go back to normal. And I was like, no, like, I need to give him food to make him like talk to me, be happy to, like, he was on my toes. And then when we broke up, I asked him, why would you do that to me? And he was like, oh yeah, I was just being petty because I wanted attention. I'm like, oh, he needs to work on things. Like, he's aware. Like, he was doing it on purpose. He did it on purpose. I feel bad for the next girl. I really do. He would only tell me I was pretty when I was naked. He wouldn't tell me I was pretty when I had my best dress on. I would, like, on dates, he would never tell me I was pretty. He just never really considered it. He was like, yeah, like, yeah, like, let's just go on this date. Like, he was so, and the fact I had to pay for the fucking date, he was like, let's go on a little date. And I was like, okay, cool. But I had to pay for it at the end, even if he had the idea. And oh, I'm just like more irritated than anything. And I still stayed with him. I still stayed with him with that. But that was like low-key, like at the end of our relationship. Like, I was over it. Like, I sometimes didn't even want to see him because I was like, why? But at the same time I did, because we were just gonna hang out as friends and I had him automatically there. And it would, like, even though I was having a bad time, like, we weren't friends at this point. You know what he told me? He said he started to hate me. He started to hate me because I wasn't letting him go out with his best friend, which is a girl. Which, if it was someone else, chill. Go hang out with your best friend that's a girl. But knowing him, truly knowing him as a person, this mother freaker doesn't make friends like that. He makes friends with girls only with that intention of maybe going out with them. He doesn't make friends just because he wants friends. He like puts the effort into being friends to be able to become something more than just a friendship. I know him. I spent 2 years with him. So I know what his intentions are. So obviously, I was triggered. I was like, kind of like, what are you guys going to do? Like, can I come? Or like, most people would say that's toxic. But if you know the person and you know what their intentions are, or you know how they act normally, you would understand me, because he doesn't make friends just because he wants friends. He makes friends with girls because he wants something to do with this person. And I sound so crazy right now, but I know it. And at the end, I confirmed it. He told me, yes,
The only reason I wanted to be friends with these people, these girls, was because I wanted to sleep with them, or I wanted to see what would have happened. And I still stayed with him. Actually, no, when that information came out, like, I knew, like, we were broken up, like, we were fully broken up. But, oh my God. And I always had that little sense in me where I was like, I know that he is talking to someone. I know that he's doing something, and I was always right. Intuition just is always right. It's always right, and it's never wrong. Which is low-key SLA. Like, if you really think about it, like, obviously, we know when things are up. Like, we know when things are happening. Ugh, but I hate that. I fucking hate that. And then, okay, this is, like, the first problem that surfaced in our relationship. I think it was, like, 6 months in between. But you know what really sucks about the way that I think? I found this out recently, actually. I was, like, I always, in the back of my head, I was, like, why am I with this person? Like, this person really does suck. Not because I didn't want to be alone. Like, being alone also kind of scared me because I was in a different country. I didn't know anybody. And I kind of, like, depended on him to make me happy and not feel alone. But then when I was thinking about it, I was like, it has more root to be because of my mom and my dad divorcing. Like, I always told myself, if I'm going to be in a relationship, the relationship has to last long. Because I feel like it's gonna be pathetic if people see us start dating and we break up at 6 months. Like, that's pathetic. I think it's, like, more competitive. I told myself, I was like, no, like, my first relationship has to at least be a year. If it's less than that, like, I'm pathetic. And, like, why did I enter this relationship? So, and then also, I did see a TikTok about, like, because our relationship, like, we started super fast. Like, we talked for a week. And then he already asked me to be his girlfriend. And then I saw a TikTok that said, like, guys who get girls, like, get one girl that they really want super fast, that doesn't mean they really like them. That means they just want other guys to see, like, oh, look what I did. Like, I got this girl. And I'm not going to, like, toot my own horn, but I am. But in my university, I was considered one of, like, the prettiest girls. Ew, ew. No, but it's true. It's true. Not me literally crying a few seconds ago because I felt ugly. No, like, a lot of people were like, Issa, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. And all the guys in my class literally hit on me. And so, obviously, he saw, was like, okay, like, this girl likes me. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna keep her so nobody else can get her. So, literally talked for a week, maybe less than a week, and he was like, you wanna be my girlfriend? And I was stupid enough to say yes. Because I don't even know. I don't even know why I said yes. And I did that, and then I told myself I'm not gonna break up with this person in a really, really long time because I don't want the rumors of, like, I don't even, like, the divorce, I don't really, I understand it in my head, but I don't know how to explain it with words. But it had something to do with my mom's divorce. I was like, you know, love is supposed to last forever. Love is supposed to be good. You know, hopefully you can understand it. But no, like, I pretty much forced myself to stay in this relationship because I wanted to prove myself a point that love does exist, I guess. And I don't really care that my mom and dad divorced. I don't really mind it. It's not something that I think about constantly. Like, I know my sister, my older sister, she thinks about it all the time. She's like, I want the family back, blah, blah, being a crybaby. But I don't think about it. Like, the moment that it happened, yes, obviously I cried, but at the same time, I got over it. I was like, okay, life happens and it's whatever. But my older sister, my younger sister, like, they both are still grieving about it. So I don't know if it's something wrong with me mentally or what is going on, but never really thought about it. But if I'm thinking this way about being in a relationship, then it has to be affecting me some way. So yes, he would only tell me I was pretty when I was naked. I did talk about this. I talked about it. And he wouldn't show that he was attracted to me in public. He would hide me from people. Like, he wouldn't ask me to hang out with his friends or anything. So that kind of sucked. And so I felt disgusting. I felt like I was an object whenever we were in the bedroom. Like, he would only find me pretty when I was naked. And he would never tell me I was pretty out of the bedroom. And so that kind of, like, it made me feel disgusting. And he was very much, I felt like he just viewed me as a sex object. And it still to this day makes me feel so uncomfortable, because it was literally that. Like, I would wear a skirt and he'd be like, like, the mailman is about to come in. Like, you should definitely go get the mail like that. And I was like, it made me feel so uncomfortable, and it made me want to cry even now. Like, why would someone say that? And he was like, he's so open-minded. He's like, I hate, like, guys or, like, machistas. Like, girls don't deserve to be in a kitchen. But then at the same time, he's in the bedroom making me feel like an object. Damn, this is the therapy. A therapy session. Oh my god, I never thought about it like that. Sometimes you gotta say stuff out loud to, like, really, truly process them. I don't think I'm going to talk about all of these. I want to, like, make an episode with my au pair friends, and we can talk about, like, things that my ex did and we still stayed. I think that's going to be funny, but I want to, like, give a little sneak peek, you know what I mean? Oh my god, this is, like, the cringiest thing. He would get mad and punch walls. He would get mad, like, randomly, and it made me cringe so much that in that moment, I was like, you know what? Bye, I gotta go. Like, this is embarrassing. Don't talk to me. And I still stayed. He did not have a job and made his mom buy everything for him. He'd always be like, no, but we can definitely go to the movies. Let me just ask my mom for money. And he was like 20. And that's just like, ugh, like me being someone who's super shy, had a job. I was gaining the minimum wage. Minimum wage. And so he kind of used me as a sugar mommy, and I was, like, stupid enough to, like, just go with it. But, like, the fact that he had to, like, ask his mom for money just gave me the ick, and I still stayed. It was just disgusting. It was disgusting. And you know what actually fucking sucks right now? Is that he still uses my credit card whenever he wants to, and he never does it with, like, asking me. I get emails on my phone saying, like, oh, your credit card was used for Uber Eats. And I'm like, dude, I told him, hey, delete my card, delete it off. And he was like, okay, I'm gonna delete it off Uber. He did that. But now I'm still getting emails saying that he's using Rappi, which is like another Uber Eats. And I'm like, dude, didn't I literally tell you that you're not allowed to use my card? Like, it's my money. And then he's like, oh, sorry, like Rappi didn't, like, let me delete your card. I'm like, okay, but are you allowed to use my card even if it's stuck there? No. Ask me at least. Ask me what you want to get. So I'm still dealing with that. And he was like, oh, like, I'm just doing it because then you can talk to me. Oh my fucking god. I know you're obsessed with me. Everyone would be obsessed with me. But you have to stop. You have to stop. And this mother effer, he's like, men are just so annoying. They're so annoying. Like, they don't grieve when they break up with someone. Like, they instantly are looking for someone. He gave me another update, guys. He gave me another update. He was like, hey, like, I'm talking to this girl. Like, she's not my type. She's kind of weird. But I'm low-key gonna fuck because I need to fuck. Oh, yeah. And lastly, it's because, like, the other ones are very extreme. And I'm kind of embarrassed to talk about them. Oops. Okay, we're gonna talk about... Okay. That he secretly photographed a girl with lingerie and got a boner taking pictures when he was taking pictures of her. And I interrogated him. I was like, did you get a fucking boner? Because I know he was, like, looking up her Instagram. Like, he told me, I talked about this with my friends. I was like, every time he was going to take pictures with somebody, he would always send me their Instagram. He would tell me, like, oh, this person is coming, what their outfits were. Right? And I was like, okay, cool. One day, all of a sudden, he calls me. He's like, hey, I just took pictures of this girl and they're pretty cool. I'm like, okay, awesome. And he was like, oh, and then accidentally, I don't know what happened, but she came in with a lingerie. And in the moment, I was like, okay, that's cool, because I thought they're gonna be good and easy pictures. Like, I would be in lingerie. I don't really mind. It's like, okay, like, those pictures are gonna be bomb. Then I went to his house. I saw the pictures, and this girl is with her legs wide open, which is obviously, like, honestly, there were good pictures. Like, she was eating, serving. But the fact that I knew my boyfriend kind of had a thing for this girl, he was alone, didn't text me that she was gonna come in lingerie, and he didn't text me that he was gonna have a photo shoot with anyone. So he was keeping this a secret. He kept it a secret. So that's why I was overthinking. Then I was like, I saw the pictures, you know, wide open, being super sexual, and I was like, what is this? And he was like, why are you mad? Like, these are just pictures. And then I was like, I started crying, obviously, because it hurt me so much, because I trusted him. And like, he lied about it the whole time. And I was like, what are you fucking, like, why would you do this? And he was like, I think you're just exaggerating. You're exaggerating. No, I wasn't. My feelings were valid. Like, why would he fucking do that? And then he goes and he asks his friends, he's like, if you had a girlfriend and you take pictures like this, like, would you mind? And they're like, no, because he didn't give them the whole fucking story. He didn't tell them. I'm getting heated because he makes me look like I was a fucking crazy person in this moment, making his friends think like I was exaggerating, that I had low self-esteem, which I do have low self-esteem. But it's like the backstory really just sums the whole reason why I was feeling this way. And he was like, you're crazy, like, this is the pictures that I want to take. And he would always invite this one girl, the girl that took the pictures in the lingerie. He was like, no, this girl. He was fucking obsessed with her. And I had to sit down and I would tell him, dude, I don't like this. And he was like, but this is photography. This is art. This is what I like. And I'm like, why don't you get another girl? Why are you stuck on this girl? Why are you just thinking about her? Obviously, this girl became my Lacey. Obviously, I was like, what does she have that I don't have? And it made me feel so bad about myself. And he kept like just saying like, you're crazy. Like, why are you saying this? Like, I have no feelings towards her. Like, I'm just taking pictures of her because she's so photogenic. I'm like, yes, but there exists like more girls. Why this one? Why did you keep it a secret? Why didn't you? This would have been so chill if you told me that you were going to have a photo shoot with her and the outfit she was going to wear, initially telling me that she had lingerie. I think I'm just like so pissed at the fact that he was like telling me that I was crazy. I was stupid for thinking that he was like wanting to have something with her. And at the end, when we broke up, because I'm a girl who wants to know. I wanted to find a reason why you did this, 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 and this. Give me all the steps, everything you were thinking, even if it's going to hurt me. I'd rather know why you did it. And he told me, yes, because I was attracted to her. I wanted to see what's going to happen. I wanted to like know this person. I'm like, well, shit, like, why keep me in the picture if you wanted to go see something with her? You made me feel like I was stupid. You literally told me, physically told me I was crazy. That I was crazy, and you made me feel so stupid. He made me get so much anxiety. I did not eat for so long, for weeks, for months, because he did this to me. And he was thriving. He was glowing. I was like giving my whole attention to this person. Everyone was like, oh my god, like, you're gonna get like a new clothing line, you're gonna start this and this and this. I was in the back, literally crumbling. Literally one of the lowest moments of my life. And I was happy that he was happy, that he was succeeding, and I was in the back. And none of my friends knew anything about this. None of my family knew this about this, because I was like, I don't want to leave this person because this is the only person that I have in my life that is like stable enough for me to like not be alone. And that is the worst thing you could ever do to yourself. Don't, if you're feeling like this right now, don't stay. Even if like I know that you know that you feel really bad, like mentally, if you're going through something like this. Like, being alone is way better than being with someone who is making you feel like this. or you're putting your whole energy for this person to be happy, to have at least one good day in your life. That is not good, and you shouldn't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. And guys, that was my list. Just kidding. No, but there's way more. There's more dark stuff. I don't want to talk about it right now because I feel like it's very, very deep. And I know this episode, like this podcast in general, is talking about my experiences. And like, if you're going through it, to like grieve or just go through the emotions together. But the other things, I feel like they're private, but at the same time, I want, because I just recently found out that I was literally violated. I don't even feel like I want to put that in. I just found out that, you know, which is sad, but a lot of girls go through this in their life. And they don't understand it until after a while, because you have to like sit down with yourself and think about it. I think that's why I really like having a podcast, because I get to vocalize all the thoughts that I have in my head that are internally in my head, but I never talk about them out loud. And so whenever I talk about them out loud, I'm like, whoa, this is actually a whole new level. Like, this is so much more. Like, I was making it small in my head, but it's actually very big and very like, what the fuck? Like, whoa. But let me just, you know, I'm gonna give you a little hint. There was a camera involved. I was not conscious. And I'm just going to say that. Maybe I'll talk about it in another episode. Maybe I'm not. Maybe in a few years when I feel comfortable. But I recently found out to myself, like I talked to myself and I was like, damn, I am a part of that percentage. Which is a very large fucking percentage, because I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, is it like, do they want to find, like, do they want to feel like an alpha male? Do they want to feel like they deserve it? Like, I don't even know. Like, what's the point? Why do I want to be friends with this person? I don't want to be friends with this person. I don't even know why I was thinking about that. Like, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of cuckoo hours. Like, no. That is so bad. Okay. Well, every time I feel like I want to become friends with this person or I want to start talking to this person again, I'm just going to go back to this episode and I'm going to tell myself, Issa, listen to this. Or if you are going through something like this, listen to this episode every time you're feeling like this. And we're going to help each other out to like not have those feelings. I want to find... Oh shit, there's a bee! Oh my god. Like, we can't go back to that. We can't go back to those feelings. Oh my god, the bee, a bee! Like, that would be so stupid. That would be so stupid of us. And that's it. That is it. Never going to do that again. And that was just some basic little things in my list. As you can tell, there's going to be way worse stuff. But I want to talk about it in another episode. Make it more deep. Like, start from the beginning, making it deep. Because I started this a little bit too joyful, too happy. And, you know, like, if we're going to start with a mood, we have to keep it in that mood. But, you know what? Let's just get into the media of the week. We're going to make this short and simple. Let me see. The song Happiness by the 1975. I love that song. It's so, no words can express what it makes me feel. Right now, it just makes me feel happy. I've been kind of sad. I mean, I've been traveling a lot. Literally, my little au pair, little girly, she literally asked me, like, Issa, so where's your home? Like, where's your house? And I was like, you know what? That's a good question. I actually don't have a home. Mexico, no. Switzerland, not really. I don't have a home, you know what I mean? So like, that really made me think about it, made me a little bit depressed. So I started listening to the song Happiness by the 1975 and it made me a little bit less depressed. Now we have the song Licky, in parentheses, Work It Out by Larry T and Princess Superstar. It's just like a boom, boonch, boom, boonch, you know, type of beat. It like pumps you up for the clubs and stuff. Or like when you're getting ready, or like this is a good song to listen to if you have headphones, earphones. Like you can hear every single beat and it's really good. So I like it a lot when like the beat drops like that. That's a whole nother level. And then we have the Von Dutch remix with Addison Rae, the song by Charlie XCX. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else to say because it's so good. I love it. It just like hypes me up a lot and it just makes me feel good. And then just reggaeton, I guess, like I've been listening to a lot of Young Miko. Reggaeton just makes me feel good about myself. It makes me feel like I'm hot, I'm sexy, and that every man has a crush on me. So like, it just really makes me feel good. So I've been listening to like that type of music. Movie-wise, I haven't watched anything. There's like nothing that's really like, you know, it looks interesting. Like nothing really is llamando mi nombre. Like no one's like, llamando mi nombre? Is that how you say it? No. Llamando la atención. Mi nombre. I'm sorry, guys. Like I'm bilingual. Like he wouldn't get it. No, but that's pretty much it. Book-wise, nothing either. I think I'm just going to leave it at this. It's been a very intense roller coaster, but I mean, that's how every episode of mine is. We always get a little bit, we're always happy in the beginning and then it just turns dark. Literally exactly like the episode with my mom and my sister. Like we were like, what do you think about Jennifer Lopez? And at the end, we're just like talking about like paranormal stuff. Like, would my mom think they were best friends if we weren't related? Like, would she? And like very dark shit all the time. And I love that. So I don't know if like you haven't listened to that episode. I really love that episode. I really recommend it. Also, I did one with my sister before the episode with my mom and my sister as well. So I don't know if like you're down to listen to more stuff of mine. The link is there. I mean, you're listening to this episode, so you can definitely go onto the profile and listen more. You know what I mean? So I think I'm just going to leave you. I love you so much. I'll talk to you next Monday. And I'm going to give you a little kiss before we leave. Mwah! Love you, love you, love you. And I will be updating you with more information about my life next Monday. Love you. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.